Listening activity.
Who is a somebody and who is a nobody today in England in 1816? My own brief life has shown me the importance of men of the church. My father was vicar. What can be more important than teaching good Christian values of love and humility? Certainly, too, the scholar and the teacher have great importance as well. My family, even though we have little money, always give great value to reading and studying. Why do you think I became a writer? What about the nobility? They are, you know, the center of rural communities. They must know how to manage their land well to grow food. Their lives must be morally correct to show their farmers and villagers the correct way to live. They must also offer assistance to the people of the village, schools and medical assistance and justice. When a local noble does these things well and correctly, what could be better? Sadly, though, I have known and heard of too many who are like Lord Walter of my little book, Persuasion. In other words, God has given them an important position in our world and all they want are its benefits. The glow and glitter of carriages and the compliments of neighbours for their luxurious dinners, dances and parties. In short, they do not at all deserve their high position. But, you will say, someone must rule, someone must have authority. And I answer, there is a new community in England that deserves its authority and its wealth and its position in society. For some members of the nobility, a captain or even an admiral in the Royal Navy is a nobody. I say they are the real somebodies of our nation. It was the Navy that saved England from Napoleon. It was the Navy that made our colonies in the New World possible. Have these noblemen already forgotten that Napoleon planned to invade our island nation? Have they already forgotten that France's navy could have blocked our nation? That we might have been without food? That we might not have been able to trade with other nations? I see more in navy men and navy wives than in many of our aristocracy. I see the most open and the friendliest group of people in England. Finally, you may ask, how do you, Jane Austen, who has lived mostly in small towns, know all this? Well, I have two brothers in the Navy. They have written me over the years about their experiences and opinions. So you see, I am convinced Navy people deserve our greatest respect.